true here in the holy letters of the Rebbe, this is 1,500. Okay? Letter number 1,500. This is a follow-up letter. Previously, we had a long letter of the Rebbe who wrote to Rabbi Yisrael Abachatzira, known as the Baba Sali, from Netivot. Here, the Rebbe is writing to... Tes Nissan Tovshin Yud Beis, to Rebbe Lezer Kalasik. He was of the Chabad leadership in Israel at the time. And the Rebbe is writing to him, Rabbi Chosin, Eliezer Sheyichia, with all the titles here, Shalom of Rocha. The Rebbe is, first of all, wishing him for the Pesach festival that is coming, him and his family, with a Chag Pesach Kosher V'Sameach, a kosher and a happy Pesach, in all details. And he blesses him for good health, and also for his wife, may they live. And then the Rebbe writes in a P.S. That your letters I've received pleasantly. And thank you for your detailed writing, relatively speaking. And for sure, during this time, you also have received my letters and my telegram that I sent to the leadership of Agudas Chabad. I look forward for good news about that. The Rebbe says, I'm attaching here a copy of my letter that I wrote to Rav HaTzadik Moren Yisrael Abuchatzera Shalita, that's to the Baba Sali in Lud. And if it's not too much trouble, the Rebbe says, so I am requesting that your honor should take one or two people with you, and you should go and visit this rabbi, the Abuchatzira, and you should tell them that you're doing it based on my request to show him honor, that you're coming to visit him as an honorable thing. And the Rebbe says, I hope that there is a double benefit from this. Number one, in North Africa, he has a tremendous influence on the Sephardic communities that are there. And for sure, he also have influence on the Sephardim that are on the, I guess, on the Sephardim, not Sephardim. There's a lot of mistakes in this, what I'm looking on the site. But it means the Sephardim, who are now in Eretz HaKodesh, the one of Sekoinen. And number two, he's still in contact with North Africa, and his son is his takes his place, his rabbi over there. So, therefore, we can be hopeful that this will help the development of the chain of Ole Yosef Yitzchok in North Africa. And I thank you ahead for your troubles. And the previous letter that we read from the Rebbe was a very powerful letter. And also basically he was asking the Rebbe's guidance about learning Torah. The Rebbe basically says to him that ultimately we're all here to do what Hashem wants us to do. We have to put our own personal desires very holy and very spiritual, but we got to do what Hashem wants us to do. And this is really basically what pushed the Rebbe to do what he did to become Rebbe, even though the Rebbe himself didn't want it. This is what the Rebbe asked of all of his Hasidim, that some of them would have other ideas of how they would lead their lives, and not on giving up of certain, sometimes their spiritual level. Some people wanted to be great Talmid HaChachamim, scholars, but the Rebbe's point is that that'll come as well also, but you gotta do what you gotta do. And the Rebbe pushed him a lot that because he's so influential with the Sephardic community, that he should keep that leadership role with the Sephardic community and be a guiding light for them and helping them, encouraging them to keep the Torah and the mitzvahs and do them in a positive way.